Buses in Holy Trinity Catholic School Division have transported roughly the same number of students annually since 2020, but they've been traveling fewer kilometers since then due to better route scheduling. From September 2020 to February 2021, the division transported 1,071 students daily to schools in Moose Jaw and Swift Current, with buses traveling 332.8 kilometers daily, while the number of students bused from March to June 2021 decreased by 10 and the number of kilometers stayed the same, according to a recent Transportation Accountability Report. From September 2021 to February 2022, Holy Trinity bused 1,122 students over 283 kilometers daily, while the number of youths bused from March to June 2022 rose by 23 pupils and the number of kilometers decreased by 3.4 kilometers. From September 2022 to February 2023, Holy Trinity transported 1,192 students over 264.1 kilometers daily, while the number of pupils bused from March to June 2023 dropped by 3 and the number of kilometers rose slightly by 7.4 kilometers. From September 2023 to February 2024, this school year, the division bused 1,180 students over 222 kilometers daily. This distance traveled dropped by 49.5 kilometers compared to last year and decreased by 110.8 kilometers since September 2020. Kurt Van Parys, Chief Financial Officer, told board trustees during their recent meeting that the number of kilometers buses have traveled since September 2020 has decreased by 33%, which he thought was good news and fantastic. The reason for this decline is because the division implemented new software several years ago to help with more efficient routing, he continued. This should also lead to less fuel consumption and buses lasting longer. Other data show that, in Moose Jaw, the average age of the bus fleet is 7.1 years, while the average age of buses on all regular routes is 6.5 years. Also, on average, 85.7% of all buses were filled during the Moose Jaw North runs earlier this year. Meanwhile, the average ride time in Moose Jaw is 28 minutes, while the longest one-way ride time is 38 minutes. Holy Trinity has not had to cancel a bus route during the past 4 years because of mechanical issues or lack of drivers, unlike other divisions in the area, Van Parys added. The report also contained activities that the Transportation Department pursued during the first half of this year. With bus driver recruitment, the division hired one temporary driver and three spare drivers. "We are in a good position of being well-sourced from a driver perspective," Van Parys said, "and based on conversations with some of my colleagues in other school divisions, that seems to be an atypical position, so we're rather fortunate. And I want to make sure we do whatever we can to retain our bus drivers." The department has also focused on enhancing technology in transportation, including reviewing new platforms to improve communications with parents and address safety, improving the dispatch system with live GPS tracking of buses, continuing the installation of radios in maintenance vehicles and ongoing updates and repairs, continuing implementation of new software to track fuel management and kilometers driven to save money, assist with preventative maintenance and troubleshooting of repairs, and send maintenance prompts to management and drivers. "We really think we'll see some long-term benefits by utilizing this software that we've had in the school division for a bit," said Van Parys. The department has also focused on improving community engagement through initiatives such as Touch a Truck and giving bus rides for multicultural council activities, he added. "Our bus drivers are phenomenal. They come to work every single day, and they're as happy as can be," said Education Director Ward Struby. "They're just a pleasure to have." The next Holy Trinity board meeting is Monday, April 8.